to GalacticConnection.com, one of the most popular blogs on the World Wide Web today for alternative news. Stay tuned for the latest information on our world shift from enslavement to galactic involvement, as well as current intel on any blockages impeding us from our sovereign birthright. Knowledge and self-mastery are key at this time. Our commitment is to present you with the latest breaking conspiratorial articles, off-world messages, exopolitics, cutting-edge technologies and sciences, and also an ever-significant intertwining of spiritual support and metaphysical scope that one needs to dive down the rabbit hole and search for truth with balance. We are truly on the horizon of a new golden age filled with the promise for more love, worldwide peace, and accelerated intuitive skills, where every living being can exist in cohesion and abundance. It is whatever we envision and dream this new world to be. I say to you now, let's redefine the new world to the beginnings of our own precious heaven on Earth. Galactic Connection is here to provide the pulse of Mother Earth through an eclectic range of interviews each Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4:55 p.m., Pacific Standard Time, Station 2 on BBS Radio, expanding your perspectives on how we can once and for all take back our freedoms, our joy, and our connection with our mighty I Am presence. Our intention remains true to connect hearts and minds everywhere in order to obtain global unity and galactic and universal acceptance. Our discussions will continue to cover anything to do with galactic society and our involvement with our galactic brothers and sisters. Our guests are experts in their fields, and our radio shows have been coined as some of the most thought-provoking out there. In addition to our daily blog, which runs 365 days a year, we also offer a realm of healing services such as our world-renowned implant removal processes, our spiritual past life clearings, our galactic violet ray alchemy from Alexandra, who shares in the lineage of Merlin, and other cutting-edge healing technologies. Check our site out at galacticconnection.com now. Sending you a wave of light, love, and inspiration, and a personal hug and thank you for listening to our Galactic Connection radio show and visiting our blog today. Hello, hello, everyone. This is Alexandra Metters of GalacticConnection.com. And today is February 2nd, 2016. 2016. Oh my God. 2016. Anyway, wow, there is so much going on. And before we dive in for part two regarding the Guardians, I do want to make a couple of comments and maybe some announcements about what's going on in the world. And, you know, I had a very special astrological reading, thanks to my friend Bibi here, with a woman named Carrie Keegan. And she's just really outstanding, and she has the gift. And within that reading, there were a couple things that really pointed out. And we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about the Guardians and their power. And this should be pretty uplifting for all you folks out there. The other thing I wanted to talk about also is, please do us a favor and know that we are genuinely grateful that we're starting to receive donations and support. We really haven't asked for it for years and years and years. And as you all know, we do this gratis. So please keep the donations running. It really helps out. We got socked in the gut, so to speak, with the site being brought down. And as always, if you would like an exchange for services and you don't want to just do donations, check out all of our amazing services. We have the implant removal process, which is a three-step process. You can always, of course, just do step one, but it really, truly is a three-step process. It's world-renowned. We have amazing reputation for it. We also have the past life clearing. We have the violet ray line of products, which, by the way, I'm going to be expanding that, which I've wanted to do forever. And I want everyone to thank Bibi, because she's the reason I can go back into my atelier, right? Is that how you say it?
And it's perfect.
Yeah. And, you know, do what I love to do, which is make these and create these incredible formulas that are divinely guided through my hands. And let me see what else. Also, we are about to launch what we are going to call the Galactic Energetic Solution. It is a myriad of different, let's just put it this way, technologies, visions, all kinds of good stuff that is going into this to provide a quantum healing solution for you guys at an ongoing rate, okay? Meaning like we're going to offer you like a 30-day package, and you're going to be receiving very specific frequencies and support on the quantum level. This is big stuff. This is way out of the ballpark, so to speak. And I'm pushing this forward because it's time. And I myself have had great benefit from receiving them. You know, I wouldn't even be doing this, as you guys know. I'm a testimony for so much of the stuff I've done myself. And when I really see that it's going to create magic in other people's lives, I feel very strongly to launch it for all you folks out there. So we're about to do that. BB and I are working on that right now. And we have so many things in the works, huh, Bebe? Is there anything else you want to add? Can't hear you, Bebe. Again.
I was muting out the de rigueur helicopter that always seems to go above head, but I think we're okay now. And so far as adding anything to that, just that from my perspective, it's so darn exciting that all of these things are coming online to be witnessed, to be sharing in this is a privilege, pleasure, and an honor. And I'm done.
Cool. And I feel the same. And we are honored to be here to support all of you in your path and your walk, no matter where it is, no matter how expansive your consciousness is, we are here to support you in any way we can. I really do feel strongly today that this interview is very important. There will be a lot of information that's going to be received without me even realizing it. And this is going to continue to happen more and more as I step more and more fully into my role, which I think many of you have written into me, and you see who I am on the interplane. And now I am merging that with the boots on the ground plane. So this is an exciting time for me. It's also a time for really assimilating a lot of the changes that are going on. You know, it's not all about me. I know that whatever I'm going through, all of you are too, in your own way. And I think what I want to start out with here is it's really imperative. I don't care how reliable the source is out there. I don't care if they have an ascended master standing in their room talking to them. I really want to relay to everyone, it is absolutely imperative that if you hear these bits and pieces out there about the earth changes, and they're from reliable folks, which they are, do not get super caught up in that. First of all, what can we do about it? Okay, when you get a piece of information and it kind of like jolts you, creates a little bit of a in your gut, how are you going to handle that? Because guess what? These are going to start happening more and more and more. These are in areas where we're not used to this. We're going from like false flags that we've already figured out. We're going into different waters because we're talking about weather. We're talking about earth changes. We're talking about logic because we know how much damage has been done to Mother Earth, and we know that she too is going to start responding to these things. Now, up to this point, as I've said many times, it is an absolute miracle how little loss of life there's been in some of the most major catastrophes across the world. And again, I challenge all of you to ask yourself, why do you think that is? Okay, there is a divine plan behind this. The plan is not this time, like all the other times, to, as they would say, shake the fleas off of the dog, okay?
the plan is different this time. There's not this, you know, we've gone through a big flood. We've gone through volcanic activity. As Barbara Hand Clough has said, we suffer from catastrophobia. We really do. We have that in our DNA. It is sitting in our DNA. It impacts a lot of areas of our life, depending on where we were before and what we're here to do now. But what I want to challenge everybody today is, as Mother Earth starts making some rumblings and making some changes, for example, everyone's heard about the 4-foot drop beep in the tectonic plates on the northwest coast of the United States. That's pretty intense. That's something none of us can do anything about it because it's already happened, right? What can we do now? And what I'm saying to you is, you have the power to be able to merge with Mother Earth through this transition. If enough of us take that position and recognize that we have the connection with her, okay, go into her heart space because it's part of yours, and ask her, is this really going to happen? Are we going to all be like tsunamied away on the west coast of the United States? What are you going to feel, and what are you going to say, and what are you going to hear? Because I'm telling you, I'm hearing not that. I'm not hearing that. I have such a strong resolve that we're going to get through this just fine. But guess what? Again, if we don't believe that, if we get caught up in a lot of the fear porn that's going around the internet right now, then things could get nasty. But we're the ones that hold the space. So I just really want to reiterate that. Did you want to say anything, Bibi?
Well, it's very inspiring to listen to what you're saying right now. From my perspective and experience, if I receive a piece of information and I get that kind of oogie feeling, that little uncomfortable feeling in the solar plexus, I pay attention. Because one thing I've learned about myself is that if I go into fear, I lose my power. I lose my sense of authority, my sense of sovereignty. And I think it's just very important for all of us to pay attention to what keeps us in our balance and in our empowerment. Because no matter how seemingly messy and dire it can get around me, if I'm feeling centered, neutral, and empowered, it can't touch me. So I just wanted to add that piece. Pay attention to what keeps you in your power.
Perfect.
And practice that.
Perfect. So what's the first thing we can do to stay in that power and not get worried? So, I mean, I've received emails, Bibi, from people. There was a tsunami scare, for example, on the East Coast a couple years back. And I had emails from people that were freaking out. They saw the news, they saw the pictures, they saw the videos, and guess what happened? Not only, yes, there was a tsunami, but not only did it get slowed down, and it ended up hitting the shores of the east coast of England, but it wasn't nearly as big as what was predicted. And this is because I personally feel, between myself and many others, I put a call out and I commanded that all the shamans and all the practitioners and all the healers and all the light workers, whatever it is you want to call yourself and label yourself, you know, all the guardians, all the star seeds, I put the call out that we would all unify and work together to prevent this from hurting others. We can continue to do this. This is the year we must step up to the plate to do this. Definitely. This is the year. This is a year where community is important, even if it's only on a meetup group, only if it's on a Facebook group, where you get an idea, but you got to take action. This is the year to take action and to really get to know Mother Earth. If you've kind of been like you do a lot of work, but you're not really somebody who, you know, you're spending more time with extraterrestrials, for example, and you're maybe not talking as much to Mother Earth, I would say to you, it's time to do that as well. Because this is the home and she's the one that's going through the transition and we're having to go with her on this travel, okay? And this is why we came here. So it's really important. It's like putting the cart before the horse, isn't it, Bibi? It was, you know, we really need to focus on our soil below our feet and really understand that if we don't have that anchoring with her, we don't have anything. I mean, seriously.
So important to remember grounding and connecting with the mother. It makes a difference for me to go outside in my bare feet. I live in Southern California, so I can do that. But in some way, to connect with the mother, touching a tree, talking to a tree, sitting inside your apartment in the city on a really snowy day and sending your heart and your consciousness out to the nature that can receive that. This is the other thing, as I was listening to you talk just now about the importance of connection. I've been posting a lot on the daily blog about non-local mind and the effect that our human consciousness has on shaping our reality. Of course, this is what those that are soon to be out of power have been banking on for the eons, is that we have this powerful group mind, and they've been using it. There's magic in it, and pay attention to your consciousness. What are your thoughts? What are you picking up on? So it's a magical time, and these things can really solidify our sense of empowerment and sovereignty, which I keep coming back to because I think it's so important right now.
Thank you for that. And that kind of leads into the next topic, which is, okay, so everyone knows that Simon Parks did an amazing feat by gathering a bunch of his friends and supporters and stopping one of the more major nefarious events regarding CERN. And it was successful. There was quite a bit of backlash. As you know, he has been taking a bit of a sabbatical after that. But the reason I bring this up is because CERN still causes, it's kind of like the catastrophobia thing. And it's because this has been done before, okay? So we hear CERN, we know what it's really, you know, on an inner plane level, on a gut instinct level, we know that was created for nothing more than not for our greater good. We know that everything they're putting out there is just BS about it. And we know that it's an escape hatch for them because they've been locked in. And this is one of the main reasons we're all here, guys. We locked them in. Mother Earth sacrificed, literally, to make sure we locked the dark beings here and now. So that reaction that we're having regarding CERN, absolutely legitimate. I'm not denying that. But what I want everyone to know is that a bigger and more powerful and more creative and more blossoming so-called CERN-like vortex is encompassing the planet. You know why I know that? Because I started it. And I started it and I worked with an amazing amount of interdimensional beings and dimensional beings. I worked with all of the elements, the angelic realm. You know, it starts all the way from source itself. I'm getting goosebumps as I'm talking to you about this. You know, it comes all the way down through the angelic realm, the galactic brothers and sisters realm, the ascended masters realm, all the fairies and sprites and you know, all that realm, all the way down into the crystal realm and into the crystal core realm, Mother Earth herself, then the Agarthans. Okay, this has been something I've been working on for a very long time. And I say to you, it puts CERN to shame. Okay, I want you guys to hear that. This vortex has basically almost completely encompassed the planet. What I want you to do is try to tap into it. Go into meditation. Go into visioning. Go into your mind's eye and see if you can see it. It's been building. It's been growing. It's been collecting a lot of power through intention, through empowerment, through the support of all the galactic beings as they work through me. And a lot of it was initiated, folks, when I went to Africa. Okay. A lot of it was initiated in particular when I was working with Sandy and Chris and we shut down the Archon wormhole and portal.
What? I'm getting an idea right now, listening to you talk. I heard and I saw your initial presentation at eSETI. It was absolutely kick-ass. I think that you should make that available to everybody because it really puts a context on the time frame of right now, even though that was last year. It's even more intense right now. It's only been concentrating and getting stronger. So I'm jotting that down, another project. But I think that the people who are tuning in to hearing this conversation would just get absolutely jazzed and completely enriched by what I saw. And I'd like to see it again. Okay, enough said.
Okay, done. We'll do. Yeah, it's true because I kind of kept it low key even when I came back from Africa. I didn't really blast it. I didn't say a whole lot about it. Let's just put it that way. And that's deliberate. But that's been running and working in the background for a long time to the point where we have that at our fingertips. And it's non-corruptible. It's not going to be used for darkness. It's not going to be used to feed wars and bloodshed. It is strictly created for core intentions of freedom, sovereignty, health, prosperity, acceptance, and allowance, and diversity of all cultures and all races. And when I'm talking about that, I'm not talking about just this planet. One thing we really need to understand is we talk about the star seeds being here. Guess what? There are a lot of different races walking amidst us. We're already communicating with a whole bunch of different races right now. We just have the human body masking wherever it is that we ended up deciding to come from. And we are going to create a peaceful union amongst even those star nations. In many ways, we're going to heal a lot of ancient history on the planet here. I mean, how cool is that? It's a kind of a different way of seeing it, huh, Bibi? I mean, it's a very exciting thing. It's multi-layered.
What I find really, really exciting right now is that other groups of guardians are coming online and people are realizing just what you were saying. And the time is now. Now is the time. It's my refrain. Yeah, it's very exciting.
Yeah, so the other thing that I really want to stress too is this is the time to cleanse. Let me start that over. This is the time to cleanse the subconscious. It is now. It is time to cleanse the subconscious now. Now, that can be interpreted a lot of different ways. But I want everyone to really make an effort to say that, think it, intend it. And when we are in the midst of conflict, recognize that so much of the conflict that we are experiencing is because we have the capacity to cleanse it and clear it for all the others. It's a big deal. We have the gifts and the foresight and the maturity to be able to lift these miscreations through our own pain, through our own frustration, through our own suffering. It's like we are really being called as to how we're going to handle this differently the next time we deal with a boss or a child or a spouse. We're being called to really step back. I'm not saying, you know, don't be human and not have emotions and not get upset, because once in a while that happens. But what I am saying is recognize the power within yourself as you speak, as you react. You know, this just happened to me this morning. I literally saw a wave just go from me. I had to step back and go, wow, how many people have I just affected by that?
Okay, I got to jump in here, because now you are touching on the guardians. Okay, you are saying we. Yeah. And every time we go through something, we're not just affecting ourselves. We're affecting huge swaths of the population here on Earth. Yeah. So what is this all about? Why are we here? What is up with this? I'm getting really excited. I want you to talk. I'm going to be quiet. Talk about the guardians. Can't get enough. Go.
No, I want. Oh, hey, this is an exchange. It's great. You know, I feel like the first time I ever heard the word guardian, I was like a little kid in a candy store. When I was told that I was, in fact, a guardian, and he hadn't seen one in a really, really long time. He'd been doing tarot and healings and magic and alchemy and you name it. He had only met 5 in 35 years. Okay? Now think about that. And we were 2 out of those 5. So he had only met 3 other than the 2 of us.
Wow.
That's how scarce they are. That's how hidden they've been. That's how underground they've gone. And the whole reason for that is because they are the freedom fighters of past eras gone by. They are the hope and the catalyst for future peaceful resolutions, because they hold the keys. They hold the truth. They hold the knowledge. But guess what? Most of them don't know it. And this is deliberate. This had to be this way. They had to be veiled. They had to be protected, because they were hunted. And they were hunted so severely that in almost every lifetime, they found themselves in another very, very challenging incarnation. And, you know, we can go into, did they really pick that contract, or were they kind of popped in over there in some other really crappy contract? But the bottom line is, they make the statement that God never gives you more than you can handle. Okay. A lot of you out there would say that's a load of garbage. But the fact of the matter is, the guardians are some of the most incredibly strong, fearless human beings on the planet. They've gotten a bad rap from certain people who think that they're not as evolved, when in fact, they just don't remember. They just don't remember who they are. And you will know it. You'll know it in your gut. I have a page about the guardians, and I want you to know this is how important it is. When my site was brought down, and when we brought it back up, BB and I took a notice as to the things that were disengaged, the things that disappeared, the things that got screwed up. And one of the main pages that was taken down was, what is it all about to be a guardian? And I highly recommend that you read that page if you feel that this is applicable to you. We definitely are people who have gone through some severe trauma in this lifetime. It's pretty normal.
I have a question about just this. Looking at the page, there's a list of qualities that guardians have. And it pretty much, I'm not going to go through it right now. Everyone can access that for themselves. But it's pretty much pointing to the fact that guardians come in to very mostly abusive parental relationships where it's just not easy. Now, my question about this to you, Alexandra, what is this all about? It seems that certainly if we have been doing this, that we are masters in other dimensional systems. There's something in my awareness that I'm very curious about the miscreations on Earth. One, we're here to put an end to it. Two, it feels and it seems from what I've been reading that we get caught up in this Earth system. And if we come in veiled and we come in with this highly abusive set of circumstances to form our personalities and our bodies, et cetera, how is this serving? I just don't get it. Can you shed some light on this?
Well, okay, are you asking how is it serving that they don't know?
No, that I do understand. I think it's important if we come in completely aware of who we are, the light is going to shine very brightly and we probably won't make it past 12 years old because of the situation on Earth. That is a given. That I understand. Is what I don't get is the qualities of abuse are the experiences of abuse among guardians are really, really high. Maybe that served at one time to fine and hone. One must learn how to become solitary, to move very quietly, to not be sought out. But it just doesn't seem to make any sense to me anymore. Is maybe this has been hijacked when we come in and we're dealing with that. Is that possible?
There's a couple of things. I feel we've definitely been hijacked. I mean, I've talked about that before in some other interviews. When they see our chi, when they see our DNA, when they're fully aware of the type of legacy or bloodline that we carry, and I'm talking even not of this planet, but of other star nations. When they see that, they're going to be extra, especially monitoring that child, that infant, or what have you. I've heard from many of my clients that when they were a child, they were recognized as being a very bright, sweet light. In fact, between BB and myself, we both couldn't believe it the other day. We were just talking about this. BB means, tell them what that means.
It means beloved one in actually several different languages, mostly Arabic, and highborn lady in Hindi. I've always liked my name. My parents didn't know what to name me, and that kind of stuck. So,
but they also originally named you Lucy, which means light. Okay, and my nickname when I was growing up was Sonny, and when I looked that up, which I looked it up, broke it down from the S of Sonny, which Bashar talks about, and thought this is interesting because it was a very young girl who had a message that she was going to call me Sonny because she couldn't pronounce my real name. And Sonny means bright light. And yet I had a really tough go. I mean, I barely made it into this reality. And I hear that from a lot of other people. It is very common that in utero, our experiences are very intense. And part of this is because we have been, even though on the one hand it's been hijacked, on the other hand, we have been getting prepared. We have been getting strengthened so that we can step into the roles that we're about to step into. Because we are literally the glue. We are holding and anchoring the light. We are the anchors of light, truly. And we're very involved with grids, and we're very involved with timelines. So, and we're time travelers. And so, you know, it's not a surprise that we go into these very difficult assignments. I mean, let's say you're going up to a table and you've got, 25 different, incarnations that you could choose from, and you know there's specific things you want to work on. Why in the hell would anybody choose to be born into a family where they knew that they were going to be sexually abused and beaten every day and so on and so forth? And yet we don't know any differently, right? We're just born into that. We just don't know any differently. And I firmly believe, it has been told to me many times, that when we jumped into that rabbit hole, when we chose to come to the earth plane to do our mission work, we knew it wasn't going to be easy. We especially have done this many times before. There is this incredible gift within the guardians, not only of perseverance, but of the realization. I can't put my finger on it, but it's almost like there's a realization with all the guardians I talk to that no matter how bad it got, we will prevail. It's an amazing quality. And you must step back. I mean, no matter what's going on in your life where you really feel like you're about to crack or pop or, blow up or whatever, it's a process. It's almost like an initiatory process. And what it does is it puts you at such the highly tuned mirror of looking at yourself, looking at all that's been pulled into your reality. We can talk about, like attracts like, and, the secret stuff, right? You attract what you are and that kind of thing. But when you come into the earth plane, we choose these assignments, I personally believe, these very difficult, laborious, hurtful, intensely difficult assignments, because it either, one, will allow us to become even that much more connected with our source. It will clarify that pathway. When you get to a place where you have nowhere else to go and you feel completely scared and abused and hurt, where do you go? You go to your source. You go to God. You go to whatever your supreme being is. You either go there or you kill yourself. And I don't, I haven't met any guardians that have literally gone through killing themselves. I just haven't. Because there's a knowingness within them that they've got a much bigger purpose. But I think the other thing, BB, the other intense thing that comes out of it is you really get a clear definition of what conflict is. You really can get a clear understanding of the diabolical control that people are under that has nothing to do with their divine spark. Those are just a couple of things that come out of it.
Yeah, I just went somewhere else for half a second. I find that happening a lot since I've come on board with Galactic Connection. It's wild and wonderful. That makes a lot of sense. Thanks for that answer. And something occurred while you were speaking. Up until this year, I've had spontaneous memories of past lives in different bodies, some on not on Earth, but I really didn't put my focus there because my feeling was, no, it's about now, and it doesn't cumulatively, I bring that in, but I wasn't all that interested until I came online. The inner lights lit up and I realized I'm a guardian. I heard the call. Now what I am getting and receiving from, not dwelling on by any means, because it is still about this person here, now, now is the time. It really puts a broader perspective on my journey and connecting with other guardians, that there's this vast sphere, cauldron, I don't know, call it what you will, but together there's a vast, rich network of experience that we can all call upon with each other. And okay, I don't know where that thought's going to go, but that occurred to me while you were speaking. Can you touch on that? I'd like that.
Well, and I was just thinking of something else. When we finally gather together in the physical, which is being worked on, by the way, as we speak, one of the things that's going to happen is, no matter how abrasive or gruff or a little bit of rough around the edges a guardian is, they will get it that there is no judgment, because we get them. We totally get how they got where they are. The key with the guardians today is they really are being called to step up to the plate. They're really being called to work on their emotional bodies. And when I say the time to cleanse the subconscious is now, what I mean also by that is we have been holding a lot of the energetic pain, suffering, grief, sorrow. I do enough work on enough guardians to know that they hold a lot of the stuff in their own field, and they do it unconsciously. And get this, with complete, utter commitment to the all. I'm almost going to start crying. There is this, they may not know it, and then when you point it out to them, they lose it, because they can't figure out why they've carried so much suffering, and they can't figure out why they've been the black sheep. Why have they been picked on when they, like I said in the last interview, a lot of folks that are guardians, they have had a lot of, rejection, and they can't figure out why when nobody knew them. They were just rejected. It's like almost like a middle name to many guardians throughout their life. And that can show up, folks, in a lot of different ways. It's not necessarily in a relationship. It can also be in your career, where you're up for a promotion and you are stellar in what you've accomplished, and yet somebody else gets it. You know, this is the way of a guardian. And what we're always challenged to do is to try to take the higher path. There's the deal. And many guardians know that they have the strength and the fortitude to just say, you know what? I'm okay. I'm going to get through this. Obviously, this was needed for something else. I'm going to be okay. Maybe that individual needed it more than I did.
Question.
Sure.
As a commander, you are privy to very powerful information that flows through. I've been observing this and marveling at it. You have a sense, Alexandra, of the changes that we're undergoing right now as guardians, specifically as guardians. What do you see as one? I'm not asking for predictions or prophecies or anything like that, but just from a practical standpoint, you being commander, what do you see as the most practical way for us to focus on over the next, let's say, 3 months?
I'd say the very first thing that I would like to see the guardians do is to start breaking the habit of being loners. It comes with the territory. Most of them are very lonely. They feel that no one can really understand them. And there's a part of all of us that are having a surge to know that it's time to connect with a group of people. This is the time. So I would say that's the one of the first things that I would ask all of you out there to do, is if you've been sitting in your house and you're afraid to come out, or you really, you know, and when I use the word afraid, I mean you're almost afraid that your etheric field's going to get contaminated. I hear this a lot from starseeds. You feel that when you go to a store, or you go to a mall, or you go here or there, you know, you're going to get a Klingon, or you're going to get icky feelings, and there's many that are highly tuned when it comes to clairsentience, where they just spin out. It's too much of a stimulus, you know what I mean? They're just overstimulated by all that's going on outside their homes. But what I would say to you is the call has been made. And I've said in the past that we have our boots on. We're sitting on our bed, and we're waiting for that 911 call. We are literally right there. And in some portions of the galaxy, and in some portions within the allied forces, we already are in the 911. We need to understand that the allied forces need us as much as we need them, that we are providing them with an immense amount of intel, which is another thing that the Guardians provide, and many of you are not aware of it. But once you become aware of it, once you hear my words and you start thinking of yourself differently, I've had many people that are miserable in their jobs. And they find themselves working for companies such as Monsanto. And they're just torn up inside, feeling very out of integrity because it's not what they supported, but they got the job before they really knew anything. And I'm going to say to any of you that are in that predicament, if you're working within a hospital, okay, if you're working within a government position and you've now found, you know, you found out all this information about what's really going on and what these institutions are supporting and aligning with, you know, don't take that on yourself. Recognize that you have been positioned, okay? In many cases, we are placed very perfectly in locations so that we are not only absorbing the situation, we are collecting data. Don't ever forget that. Do not underestimate your positions. Not everybody's going to be needed. You know, we don't need like 50,000 people doing one specific job. Everybody's doing their own bit. That's why I say we're all doing our own bit. We cannot do this with just five people doing it. We're all participating. We're all. It's like what you hear about the underground. Well, It's a lot about that concept, but it's overground, so to speak.
Well, I actually, that brings to mind a question. You just threw out a number. You just said 50,000. Now, I am aware from what I'm learning that there are not a whole lot of Guardians present, but there are more and more who are coming online. How does it work when we hear a call? For instance, I heard your call, and we know each other on the inner realms. We are very familiar with each other. You are commander for me. Now, there have to be other commanders on the planet. Sure. What is your understanding? What have you learned how this Guardian system is working now? And is it working in a different way than before? Or not?
Well, it's always going to be working in a different way because you have to adjust to the mass consciousness. You have to adjust to the people that we're assisting, which is the human race. You have to adjust to time and space continuum, etc. All of that. So we're constantly in ebb and flow. But what's been done is we've been setting up, and I'm going to use the word hierarchy because I'm not really sure. You know, we're setting up an organization, okay? Where you have, I've been interfacing with a ton of commanders, okay? and my job is to communicate with the commanders. I'm also interfacing with a lot of angels and a lot of eagles, and each one of them has their own specific mission, and it's going to be a very specific way in which they can do it. They carry the keys and the codes for that specific mission. And this is why it's so imperative that we understand how important we really are, no matter what job has been done. And getting back to the question you said before, there's no question that there's been a lot of hijacking on this operation, because the Guardians would be further along than they are. Now, on the one hand, it has protected them, and Guardians must understand there are two core things they're here to do: to bring forth freedom and to bring forth justice. And if you are just fired up to bring forth freedom and to bring forth justice, you can pretty much bet you are some type of Guardian. The Guardians themselves, the commanders themselves, they're already working on the inner plane. They may not be aware of it, but I am getting more and more emails and communications from people starting to remember their dreams. They're starting to remember being in a council meeting. Okay. They're starting to break through the veil. And that's really good, because then there's this, instead of it being this nebulous, gee, I don't know if that's really me kind of thing, they're really starting to get that, okay, there is this other part of me that's doing this while I'm sleeping. Because we're all really busy right now. We are really busy while we're sleeping. That's why many of us are sleeping so many hours. I'm hearing that a lot. We're sleeping a lot of hours. First of all, it's the intensity of the light wave that hit us. We got one in December? That was very intense. But, you know, if you have this just undying need to seek truth, to bring forth justice, and another very common element amongst the Guardians is we're really all about the underdog. Big time. Very much feel this immense compassion. In fact, we don't even know where it comes from. We just automatically act upon it. You can't stop us. These are the stories where, you know, all the kids on the playground are picking on Joe Smith, so, for example, and you can't take it anymore, and you go over and protect him. It's a very typical representation of a child who is a guardian. And we're ancient souls, very ancient souls. And that's the saddest part to me, is we have a very special makeup. We have a very special purpose here. And it's time for us to get all the Guardians gathered so we can get the show on the road.
What about that is the saddest part for you?
That people don't really absorb their own beauty, their own worthiness, their own value that they bring forth. And when they go into that scary place and they don't see it, then they tend to block all the beauty that's coming into their life. If they make the decision that they themselves are not worthy, the universe gives them more of that. And that's the saddest part for me, is that they're the last people on the planet, in my opinion, that deserve that. They have sacrificed in many other timelines, in many other planets, many other planetary world ages. They have sacrificed immensely their own life, family, children, home, even they've seen their planets be destroyed. It very much is similar to Star Wars. And they have this one burning desire to never let that happen again. And they can peel away all their upset, their resentment. They feel rejected. They, you know, as I said in the last interview, guardians tend to suffer an inferiority complex. They have felt like they were inferior, and nothing could be further from the truth. And part of it's because they really do have this burning, this flame within them. They have literally been the, you know, I can't think of another word for warriors, but they've been like the Jedis of God himself to bring forth once and for all freedom and justice for all. It's a very tall order. And I remember receiving a reading a couple of years ago, and they were talking about, you know, it's like the SEALs of the Navy have been called forth because they've been trained, and they have all these specific types of assets and skills and talents. Well, that's true of the Guardian. It's very true of the Guardian.
You know, again, as you're speaking, so much is activated, Alexandra. I really, really appreciate that. It's quite marvelous. And the experience of coming in and kind of getting bludgeoned on the head even before you even come out, right? Because one of those experiences of being in utero is the common experiences is that it is intense. Well, looking back again from my own frame of reference, those times I got to a point in my 30s where I had absolutely no clue who I was because I had bought hook, line, and sinker that I was the projection of my loved ones, which had nothing to do with me whatsoever, and that's been part of my awakening process over the years. But little markers from my earliest memories of being alone, of feeling the injustice, and noticing how that was being played out around me. But these little markers, I think because I am a guardian, pointed to, there's the helicopter again.
That's okay.
Pointed to me, on some level, I gained great strength from being able to just witness how I didn't die. It didn't kill me. I kept on going. And it kind of makes sense that we do take this upon ourselves. Hopefully things are changing to the point where we don't have to put a bag over our heads and be so veiled, and that we, what's sad for me is this, I was going to say initiation, but the circumstances that most of us have had, these really, really brutal experiences as young people, I really would like to see that change.
And guess who can bring forth that change in a big way? The guardians themselves. See, here's the thing. Let's just say that Father God has put a decree out there and said, no more. No more of this war and suffering and grief. And I firmly believe that has occurred, by the way. But what does it take to fully forgive those that have bludgeoned and destroyed and hunted and targeted and ruined all of those people out there? What does it take to forgive that? And that is what the guardians will do. It will be a huge consciousness, energetic band of release by the guardians, in particular, who have gone through extremely challenging and trying lives. Now, I am not in any way, shape, or form, please folks know, I am not underestimating that all of us have had our challenges. But there are some folks who have really taken the bullet for the team, so, you know, so to speak. And these are the ones that are going to come out ahead. When they heal themselves, BB, they're healing the greater good of the all because of what they carry, because of the mission that they came here to do. They've taken an immense amount of gunk and heat because they are capable of transforming it. Guardians are transformers. They're like little miniature vortexes, and they can absorb very, very massive amounts of darkness. Now, the problem is, and I've been told this by my own messages, that the state of the Guardians today is because they couldn't keep up with the mission they had. Basically, you know, they will show up, a Guardian will show up when somebody's being raped out of the clear blue, you know, and they can literally energetically alter that. They can energetically absorb that. They can take it on because that's the way our bodies are. We have very specific kind of force fields and bodies. But what has happened is they can't keep up with it. The physical body has literally gotten so overloaded. This is what I've been finding in my work, that, you know, they're just carrying like mountain upon mountain upon mountain of very dense, heavy, energetic stuff for the planet. And this is why the implant removal process began, was to provide an instantaneous, you know, what am I going to say, a pathway to take a lot of that backpack of boulders off their shoulders. And where people go from here is learning to change their survival mechanism of how they coped with all that pain, all that abuse, all that trauma. That's where we're at now. So,
wow. You know, I'm very moved. The heart of compassion is coming up for what I'm feeling and projected back towards me when I look at the understandings that are happening now. And you've talked about forgiveness and what will it take to reach that place of forgiveness. So maybe I'm understanding for myself and shining a little light on it, hopefully for some of the people who are watching this right now, that this journey, this really, really tough journey that only Guardians can endure, hold up under, move through, transform, is also about awakening us to the compassion that brings us to forgiveness. If you think you have an enemy, you're not going to, there's going to be a part of your heart that just has a wall around it. If that can be dissolved, crows just went right over my head. If that can be dissolved, we can bring down the fences and we become a family, the Earth family, and we represent so many different races and star systems and galaxies and who knows, different universes. Pretty spectacular, huh?
Yeah, and I would say too, I mean, who better to exemplify to the world the art of forgiveness than those that have had the worst done to them? And so what I mean by this is, you know, those that have had not been engaged in, you know, being sodomized by their father throughout their entire life, or manipulated by their mother and sold into literally being a prostitute, or, you know, attempted to be killed when they're a child because the mother doesn't want to look at their face because it reminds her of something she doesn't want to cope with. You know, I mean, the stories are so monumental that I hear from people that come through. But who better to lift the ban that has been plaguing this planet than the guardians themselves that have received this kind of treatment? And when we are healed, it is a big deal for the planet, because we do carry a lot of stuff for the planet. That would be the other thing I would like to say to the guardians is, it's absolutely imperative that you have a way in which to release that which you accumulate, because these are another spectrum as to why we have physical issues, cancer, etc. It's not just about, wow, you know, my mom didn't love me, and so I grew up not loving myself and I developed breast cancer. Okay. It's way beyond that. We are looking at health today much differently than we did even 10 years ago. We're recognizing that we're an amalgamation of, you know, thousands upon thousands of different lifetimes, as well as different planetary lifetimes. So whatever you're doing today, if you can look at it like it's a piece of a prism, okay, and it spreads out to all the other parts of you, wherever you are, wherever you're traveling to, whoever you're hanging with, in whatever reality you're in, because we are multidimensional beings. We truly are being called to heal the whole spectrum instead of just looking at maybe our whole body or our whole family or maybe even our whole race. We're really being prompted to get out of those restrictions even and look at all of ourselves as healing the all. It's very massive. It's a huge energetic wave constantly prompting us to see things from a bigger perspective. And we tend to observe, like, guardians are some of the best observers you'll ever meet. And that's because that's how they got through their own abuse and pain. To observe is one of the most empowering things you can do, because you're not participating in the abuse. You're not participating in maybe horrible things being said to you or horrible things being done to you. And, you know, I get all that, like, you know, why did it happen to you? How did you create your reality? What did you draw into your life? But in the case of a guardian, that's their job. That's their job, is to convert this to the light. And they do it naturally, and they don't even know it. You know, I would challenge every guardian that's listening to me right now, how many of you have heard somebody say to you, gosh, you know, I was really feeling terrible, and when I sat down next to you and I talked to you for a few minutes, I've changed. I feel so much better. I feel so much lighter. Then they don't know you from Adam. Why is that? Think about it. Why is that? It's not just because you're pretty or cute or intelligent or compassionate. It's because you're energetically really, truly converting that whatever that's around that individual. And we do it constantly through compassion. We're some of the most compassionate people on the planet. I'm proud to be a guardian. I'm honored to have guardians by my side. I know what they've gone through. And I'm so impressed. They are my examples to continue to take the higher path. And I know many of them that have, I mean, I thought I had it pretty tough when I was growing up. I mean, I talk to others that make my life look like a tea party. This is another thing that we've learned from our experiences. We're phenomenal chameleons. Okay. People might say, well, so what? What is that doing for me? Oh my God. It's one of the most incredible assets you can have. A chameleon can go anywhere and hang with anyone, and they can receive what they need, and they can walk away without a whole lot of attention. Does this sound familiar to those of you who really know you're gathering intel for the forces? And if you're if you don't think you're doing that, I run into a lot of people that actually get that. They really get that they're a spy on the inner plane.
Yeah.
But the other purpose of being a guardian, a chameleon, is you take so many different roles. You're in and out of so many other people's different realities. I heard a story about a dragon that's always affected me.
Tell us.
Yeah. They said there was this very, very ancient dragon, and he was this very amazing dragon. Just looking at him, you were illuminated. And the story goes that people would travel from all over the planet to go visit this dragon. And he was this big, bold, strong, golden dragon that just knew all the answers to everything. And people would stand in line waiting their turn to be able to ask their questions to the dragon. And when one of them said, "How do you know so much information?" The dragon said, "Well, you know, I spent probably one of your lifetimes watching ants create their home." And it really left an impression on me. It was like, okay, what am I gleaning from that? Observation is just such a key ingredient when you're feeling attacked, you're feeling freaked, you're feeling scared, you're feeling alone, whatever that feeling is, observing it, which really means detaching from it or any outcome around it, and being able to see it in the light of, this is just information that's come onto my screen. This is information I can choose to look at, or I can choose to ignore it. And working with that realization and your own energetic field to really recognize you have the power to shut that screen down. Think about that. You have the power to shut the screen down. And this is another thing that's going to come forward, is the incredible gifts of the guardians that they will be bringing forth. It's a very exciting time, because the witch hunt of the guardians, at least I'm going to say this tentatively, it has really subsided. And the guardians are not used to that. They are definitely not used to that. But let me also put this out there to all of you. And this sounds really cornball, so just forgive me. But when I was a kid, without even knowing it, if I really had a close girlfriend and they got in trouble, without even thinking about what was going to come out of my mouth, and I would see them crying and upset and distraught, and they just were scared out of their mind, and I would say to them, "I will help you, and I want you to know I love you so much, I would die for you." Now, if you haven't necessarily said that, Have you felt it? Did it cross your mind? Because that's another way of the guardian. It's because we intrinsically know who we are. We're definitely wired to be protective. Very protective of everything around us.
I'd like to jump in here, if I may.
Absolutely.
I get so activated by your words, Alexandra. And as you were saying that, I don't know, my video went out, but I was really getting very choked up. And I'm sitting here outside, and I'm very connected to the elemental kingdom and the fairy kingdom. And there's this overwhelming surge of love coming through. They're really opening their hearts once again. They're allowing themselves to trust and to listen and to be protected. There's a sense that I feel from them that it is happening, and it's so beautiful. So yes, what is inherent in that word, guardian? It's quite astounding just to contemplate the meaning of that, isn't it?
Very much so. And there's no accident, I mean, for that to be occurring during this interview. You know, it's just another confirmation. I ask everyone today, whether you think you're a guardian or not, to send love and compassion to all the guardians that walk this planet and that have freely and openly given their lives in this lifetime and over and over and over and over again in so many others. I can tell you that when Jerry did the past life clearing on me, the spiritual past life clearing, I was introduced to even more lifetimes where I definitely faced a very horrific death. And it was just confirmation for me that, you know, we are carrying so much trauma, and it's time for us to release it. It's time for us to recognize that that trauma is not us. That's a really heavy statement, but that trauma is what was done to us. And if we want to go to the next level in a galactic society, you know, we've got a lot to forgive on this plane. You know, we've got the whole cabal, the Anunnaki, the diabolical agendas. We've got a lot of stuff to plow through and forgive. And the rest of the world is about to wake up in a big way and start finding out a lot of this information very, very rapidly. They don't have the time like we have had to assimilate it fully, to really get how we play a part in that. So it is an urgent call for me to ask you that we all are being challenged to forgive those that are acting upon us. Phoebe and I have talked about this many times. There's a difference between forgiving somebody and accepting it to happen again. Right, Phoebe? We've talked about this.
Absolutely. Standing in our own power and being very clear about our boundaries and our own field, but it doesn't mean we can't have a completely open heart. So it's a dance. It's a balancing maneuver, if you will.
It's really our call at this moment in time to cleanse our subconscious memories, to cleanse our subconscious feelings, You know, our triggers, our sorrow, our grief, because this is just the first ring, you know, on the stick, so to speak, because then we're going to get into even more enormous cleanses and forgiveness on a galactic war level. Can you imagine that? Okay? Imagine the fact that many of us are aware or have seen our own planets being blown up. And we are here to heal all of that, not just this this empire that has taken over this planet. And I said to someone the other day, it's no longer okay to just send a spirit, a dark spirit or whatever, just send it away. You know, we need to be bringing them to the light so they're not going elsewhere. If we're all in this together, we're going to get this done a lot more quickly.
I'd like to share a realization that I've recently had. If you're a parent, I think you will really relate to this. I think all of us can relate to this. It spontaneously happened as I was contemplating some persnickety interference, and I was getting very frustrated with it. All of a sudden, the feeling came upon me that all of these entities, etc., were my children. And my heart melted, and it made such a difference. I went into spontaneous compassion, and the interference completely went away. And there was a sense of respect and gratitude that I received from what had formerly been adversarial to me. So I want to put that out there. I think it can be really useful to use that of going into that feeling of these are my children. It changes the perspective dramatically.
Yes. And also to remember that the guardians, they are the protectors of the earth, but also the universe and the dimensions beyond. Just think about that. It's pretty heavy duty. They're the stabilizers. They're those that stabilize the grids. We can't function without them. We can't get to the next step without them. So it's very important. This is a call to all those that are guardians to really step up. Something's holding you back. It's time to see why, because this is why you're here. And we need you. You know, we need you right at this time. You know, one other last thing that I would like to say is, guardians are really good at coping with critical situations. And you asked me that question before. It's another thing that we've been going through in training. We can keep it together when a lot cannot because of what we've been through. This is designed. This is divinely guided. And it's going to be needed as we progress throughout this year and into next. And honestly, no one truly knows. They're telling me to tell you this. No one truly knows how the transition and the leap will take place. So leave that question mark up to an intention that we just blow everybody out of the water and we transition without a lot of chaos, a lot of confusion, a lot of fear, which is what's been discussed, you know. Let's just keep the space. Let's open that space up, that's how we want this transition to occur. Because if we want it to occur without a lot of loss of life and a lot of chaos and a lot of confusion, et cetera, we can create that. We hold it energetically to create that. We have a lot of authority right now. We've been given a lot of authority. We've earned our stripes, so to speak. Pretty exciting.
Hey guys. Hey.
I love it. So, the other thing that I wanted to say, I think we're almost done here, but the other thing I wanted to say was, if there are any angel investors out there that would like to step forward and assist Galactic Connection to its next level, we would like to talk to you, and we would be most happy to share with you where we're going. Galactic Connection has a huge role in where we're going and what we're here to do. And I'm asking anybody that knows anyone who is interested, please drop us an email. You can drop it at admin@galacticconnection.com, and BB or myself will follow up with you. So there's that. She's been influencing me, guys.
I'm sitting here. I am just, well done, Alexandra. Well done. And this is very good when we come together and we speak from our hearts and our authenticity. May we all move into this place of standing our ground, coming together, opening our hearts, and stepping into the roles that we do, all each one of us knows on a very fundamental level. It's different. It's powerful. It doesn't make us any better than or less than. It's not about that at all. But it is about really actively practicing those things that each one of us has on an individual level that brings us in contact with our own authenticity, because it is time.
Definitely. It is time. And I also want everyone to know that we are working diligently to call forth the guardians. So those of you that have gone through the implant removal process, you will be contacted. So is there anything else, Beeb, that you think we need to talk about? Because I think I've covered a lot of it.
There's a lot, yeah.
I mean, there's just so much to go over, but I think for today, I think this is good.
There's much food for contemplation, much nourishment within this video for those of us that want to imbibe.
Yeah.
So completion is here, I believe. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, so hopefully that was something that resonates to the core of your being. And I hope it does, because I have an awful lot of folks talking to me from upstairs. and the cool thing is I feel excited because I can finally, this is the right time to finally start putting more and more information out there about the guardians. It feels really good to be able to come from the background, so to speak. And just if you are one and you've been lost and you're really downtrodden, you feel stuck, you feel, you know, just beat up and spit out, just remember you're not alone. You know, drop us an email, and we'll go from there. And know that we love you just the way you are.
And we are here for you, truly.
Yeah. So thanks, BB, for your time. And thank you all. As always, you're an awesome audience. I couldn't ask for a better audience on the planet. And stay tuned. We've got some really juicy interviews coming up here shortly. And I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your week. You take care. And have a good afternoon.
Bye, everybody.
I know I am. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Bye, everybody. Talk to you soon.